Now, the rest of the story. The general had a battlefield philosophy. If your number is up, there's no point in worrying. And this time it appeared the general's number was up. Everything he'd hoped for and dreamed of lay in ashes around him. He had been relieved of duty and placed under arrest. His name was disgraced. But now, in the face of such humiliation, he found it impossible to remain true to his stoic code. The general was about to surrender utterly. I mean, he was planning to end his own life. But how? An obvious suicide would only add to his disgrace posthumously, so it must appear to be an accident. But what kind of an accident? No one would ever have known what was going on in the general's mind, except that he told his brother Joe. He wrote his intentions in a letter to his brother, and in that note the general confided that he'd lost his desire to live, that his death was to look like a traffic accident, that he would merely not step out of the way of some formidable speeding vehicle. Could the situation possibly have been as desperate as the general believed? Well, trouble was no stranger to this general. While he was still a lieutenant, he suffered a physical breakdown and lengthy subsequent illness. Then he was promoted through the ranks, and yet in the army in which he served, promotion could be a dangerous thing. Higher-ranking officers were frequently executed for no more than the loss of a skirmish. And then one day the general was confronted with a charge of suspected treason, and he was thrown into prison. The charge, in fact, was baseless, but it took days of anxious explanation to set him free. It was only a short while later that a second and more serious predicament occurred. The general was sent on a secret mission to a foreign country. He was to evaluate the extent of the fortifications and the strength of their army. But the mission proved a little bit too secret. So much so that when he returned, the general was summarily placed under arrest and relieved of his command. All of his papers were seized and sealed and sent to superiors who would determine for whom he was spying. There was talk that he might be sentenced to death. And even after the immediate threat of that had passed, the stain on the general's name remained. So, feeling that he had lost everything, he informed his brother in writing that life was no longer worth living, and then he described how he was going to end it all by stepping in front of a speeding carriage. No, the general did not kill himself after all. He was feeling thwarted. He was miserable. He had been demoted and condemned to a desk job. He had no way to know what history had in store for him. Of course, you and I are Monday morning quarterbacks when we read history. We, from our vantage point of time, can look back, and to us, we could see that courage should have come easy. But it didn't. Not for this brigadier general. For he was only 25 years young. He was only age 25 at the time when he contemplated taking his life, because he figured there was nothing left worth living for. There seemed to be no future at all, no dawn beyond the darkness for the man who became Napoleon. And now you know the rest of the story.